Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Public attitudes around accepting refugees from Syria have hardened in the week since the Paris attacks. Let's look at the numbers with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, the slew of politicians now just saying no to the Obama administration's previously announced intent to relocate 10,000 Syrian refugees must feel that they have the strong support of their constituents.
Well, we're waiting to see what the reaction is going to be when we and others poll since the Paris attacks. There have been no polls, to my knowledge, since that point. But we did have a couple of polls that were done prior to the Paris attacks, but after Obama had announced his policy of allowing 10,000 Syrian refugees to come to this country. And they were mixed. One poll done by Pew Research was fairly mild in its wording. It says this policy has been announced. It didn't mention a number of refugees, and 51% of Americans said they supported it. But a Quinnipiac poll very specifically said, would you favor or oppose a policy to allow 10,000 refugees from Syria to come to this country? And they found majority opposition. But again, we'll wait and see over the next several weeks whether or not attitudes change as a result of what we've seen occur in France in the last week or so.
Let's put this in some historical context. And specifically, for starters, was Gallup polling when those fleeing Nazi Europe sought refuge in the United States?
Yeah, it's really fascinating, Dave. I did a review of all the times that Gallup over history, going back to the 1930s, has asked about refugees coming into this country, usually as a result of the kinds of troubles that we're seeing in Syria. Yes, back in 1939, Gallup asked questions about refugees from Germany coming to this country, and it was children from Germany, fleeing Germany is how it was specified. Children were in there, and 67% of Americans said no. And this was 1939, after Kristallnacht, which you remember occurred in the fall of 1939 and was a major incident where it became clear that Jews were going to be persecuted and they began to try to immigrate in large numbers. And yet, even after all that news coverage, we had a significant majority of Americans who said no to the idea of welcoming children who were fleeing from Germany at that point. And since then, we've asked it about other situations. After World War II, we said, what about refugees? And we had a majority of Americans, or at least a plurality, who said no, they didn't want refugees from Europe after World War II coming to this country, which was quite interesting. And we asked it about Hungarian refugees in the 1950s, after the uprising there was put down forcefully by Soviet forces. Maybe as many as 30,000 Hungarians were killed in that. But even then, we had a majority of Americans who said no to the idea of letting Hungarian refugees come to this country. We've had some more questions since then. But generally speaking, Dave, my point is Americans have been very wary of the idea of allowing refugees to come into this country, even when they're fleeing obvious persecution and oppression in other places around the world.
Frank, prior to Paris, was terrorism rising as a concern for Americans?
We had mixed signals on that, and we had very few Americans who explicitly, and this is in early November, November 4 to 8, our most recent update of our most important problem question, who mentioned terrorism as the most important problem facing this country, just 3% to be specific. But as I look back over this year, we have asked several different questions about terrorism, and we had seen prior to these Paris attacks an increasing evidence of concern on the part of the American public. Are you worried about a future terrorist attack? 51% of Americans said yes, and that was up significantly earlier this year. 49% of Americans said they were worried that they or a member of their family would be a victim of a terrorist attack, and that was also up earlier this year. And although confidence in the U.S. government to protect us from terrorism is high, 67%, that's actually down. It had been up in the 70s and even 80% earlier. So earlier this year, and this is the key point, we were already seeing some increasing signs of concern on the part of the American public, probably as a result of all the visibility and publicity given to ISIS and what's going on with the Islamic State in Europe and in the Middle East.
The focus of the most recent Democratic presidential debate Saturday night changed after Friday's attacks, but there hasn't been a Republican debate since. Nonetheless, several of the Republican presidential candidates have weighed in specifically about attitudes toward ISIS.
That is correct, and the candidates are weighing in on the refugee issue. So clearly, when you're a candidate for president and a news event happens, not to sound too cynical here, you jump in and try to use it to your advantage. That is, criticizing the opposition and pointing out how your policies would have prevented it from happening or would be good in the future. We so far are not seeing any major change just in the last several days in the positioning of the candidates overall, the Republican candidates. We'll wait and see if this has some major change. I can tell you that there are two Republican candidates whose image among Republicans nationally has been improving recently. One of those is Marco Rubio, who's closing in on Ben Carson, is having the most positive image of any Republican candidate. And the other is, locally, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. His image among Republicans has been terrible, but in recent weeks it's been slowly gaining, and he now has a more positive, net favorable image than Donald Trump.
Image, though, is distinct from ratings in the polls.
Well, that's right. And as we've talked about before, when the primary voting starts, it's going to be a very small number of Republicans, a small number on a relative basis in New Hampshire, a small number in Iowa, a small number in South Carolina. So the actual voting for these people is going to occur among these narrow niches of Republicans. And so what we're looking at is nationally, when we ask all Republicans, what do you think about these candidates, how they're faring?
And is it that Rubio is gaining on Carson, or is Carson's stock falling?
Interesting question. It's both of the above. If you look at the graph, Carson's net favorable image has been coming down and Rubio's has been going up, so the lines are getting closer.
Anybody else whose stock is falling?
Jeb Bush is clearly doing terribly. He has an 11 net favorable image. That is the difference between his favorable and unfavorable image among Republicans. That's tied for the lowest we've seen for Jeb Bush. He had been coming up, but going back down again. But that's just a bad, bad number. Rubio is now moving up into the upper 40% range. Carson's in the 50% range of net favorable. So for Jeb Bush to have only a net favorable of 11 points among his fellow Republicans nationally, and to be going down, not up, clearly is indicative of the problems that Bush has had trying to create a very positive image among the people that he needs to vote for him if he's going to get the nomination.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.